This is Rabbi Haber. We're up to Psalm 34, Perek Lamed Dalet in Tehillim. And this psalm is very clear about when it happened. L'David, it's said by David, B'shanoso es tamo lifnei Avimelech. When he went crazy in front of Avimelech, V'yigarsheyu, and he sent him away, V'yelech, and he left. When now David HaMelech was running from Shaul HaMelech, he was a refugee. He had also killed Goliath. He shows up to Achish. Over here, he's called Avimelech because all the kings in that region were called Avimelech. But he was Achish, and David Melech shows up. He's a refugee. He's wanted. And number two, he's holding Goliath's sword, and these people liked Goliath. So right away, they said, "Hey, that's David Melech. That's King David. We need to get him. We need to kill him. We need to capture him. We need to turn him over to King Shaul, to Shaul HaMelech." Now, David HaMelech had, a little earlier, asked Hashem, what's the point in Mishugoim? What's the point of people who go crazy? Why, Hashem, did you invent such a thing as going mad, as going crazy? And Hashem said, I'll show you the point. And at this point, David HaMelech turned to Hashem and he said, Hashem, I want you to make me go crazy. Not only did Hashem make David HaMelech go crazy, but he made the king's daughter and wife also go crazy. And David HaMelech started acting like an absolute crazy person. It's interesting, it says, B'shanoso es tamo. When David HaMelech made himself crazy. So did God make him crazy or did he make himself crazy? So it seems I once heard from the Toldos Ayin Rebbe, he told somebody who needed to get out of something and pretend they were crazy. So he said to him, "Du bist schon halb mishugo, you're already half crazy, you can easily fake the rest." So that's what it sounds from the Mefarshim, from the commentaries, that God made David HaMelech half crazy, and David HaMelech was able to fake the rest easily. And in the meantime, there was Achish's family was also going mad, and they just chased him away. They said, this can't be the wise King David, this cunning rebel that we've been hearing about. And they chased him away, Vayelech, and he was able to walk away scot-free. And David HaMelech, King David, sang this song, Arimimcha Hashem b'chol eis, tell me to los, Avorcha Hashem b'chol eis, tell me to los v'fi. It's an acrostic, goes through the entire Aleph Bet, goes through the entire alphabet, praising God. So many different pieces, 22 different pieces and ways to praise God. But I think that the underlying idea is David HaMelech was so lonely at that point, running away from Shaul. He literally had to make himself crazy and a pariah just to get away, just Vayelech, just to walk away. What he wanted more than anything else was to turn to somebody and say, look what Hashem did for me. Thank you, God. Thank you. And that's, I think, where so much of what he talks about. He says that when I'm with somebody, Netzor Lashon Chameira, I have to guard my lips from speaking evil. The famous pasuk, Mi'aisha Chafetz Chayim, who is the person who loves life, who desires life, Oyev Yom, Liras Tov, they're always able to love each day and to see good. He wanted to share this with someone, and that's why he says, Gadlul Hashem Iti, let's make Hashem great together. He's talking to other people. Gadlul Hashem Iti, Neroim Moshe Mo Yachdov, and we will exalt his name together. That's where we learned the halacha, that if three people eat together, they have to bench together. They have to thank God together. Of course, each one could bench by themselves, but they're not allowed. They have to bench together. They have to thank God together because there's something to be said for thanking God publicly. It's also the source, one of the sources for the Birchas HaGomel, for thanking God after a miracle has happened. This was David HaMelech walking away from Achish and saying, I need to tell someone about how great Hashem is and how much he's done to take care of me. So a very interesting idea once from the Lubavitcher Rebbe. It says that when Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, at the times of the Roman persecution, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was sitting together with Rav Yossi and Rav Yehuda. And they were discussing the Romans. And Rav Yehuda said, these Romans are great. They built aqueducts and they built marketplaces and they built roads and they built bridges. And Rav Yossi was silent. And Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said, they're not so great. They built the roads and the bridges because they want to have taxes. They want to collect taxes. They didn't do that for people. They didn't do it for good reasons. They built the marketplaces because they want to have houses of ill repute. And he said everything they've done has been for the wrong reason and for the terrible reason. And the Romans got wind of this conversation. They said, Rav Yehuda said nice things about the Romans, so we're going to make him into the official spokesperson. He was the Rosh HaMedabrim B'chol Makom. That's why they say he spoke very short, because he was the official spokesperson. That's why in the Haggadah he has the acronym, Tetzach Adash B'achav, because that's how you become the official spokesperson. But Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, since he said such bad things, he's going to have to be put to death. And Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, as we know, ran away. First he hid in a synagogue, but then he hid in a cave together with his son, Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon. And they hid in this cave and they studied for 12 years. After 12 years, it says that Eliyahu Navi stood by the cave and he said that the Romans are no longer ruling, they're not trying to kill you anymore, you can come out of the cave. Rav Shimon bar Yochai comes out of the cave, and as soon as he comes out, he sees somebody plowing their field. And he looks at him, how could someone be so busy with this world when you've got a whole next world? You remember, Rav Shimon bar Yochai had just sat in a cave for 12 years, and Hashem made a tree, a carob tree, grow right outside the cave and brought water right outside the cave. He had everything he needed. He was just completely in the next world. Seeing someone involved in this world, says he looked at him, and his looks could literally burn, and he became a pile of bones. And a voice came out and said, Rav Shimon bar Yochai, go back into your cave. And he did, and he stayed for another year, and he came back out, and he saw somebody preparing for Shabbos, and Rav Shimon bar Yochai came back into the world and became a part of the world. But Lubavitcher Rebbe says so beautifully. He says, Rav Shimon bar Yochai was with two people, was a group of three. And they had a conversation, and it was not a good conversation. It led to bad things. It led to Rav Shimon bar Yochai being persecuted. It led to Rav Yossi being persecuted. It didn't lead to good things for the Jewish people. And then he spent 12 years, just him and Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon. He never had a chance to go to two people and say, Gadlu LaHashem Iti. Why don't we praise Hashem together? He never had that chance until finally he walks out of the cave and he sees somebody and he wanted to say, Gadlu LaHashem Iti. Let's thank Hashem. The same feeling that David HaMelech had, King David had, leaving Achish, leaving Avimelech and saying, wow, look at this miracle God just did for me. And yes, Rav Shimon bar Yochai was disappointed when the person he met wasn't interested in praising Hashem. He was more interested in plowing his field. But for us, we can understand that if we're ever in a situation where something amazing has happened to us, like it happened to King David, first thing we got to do is find people and tell them, look at this amazing miracle that God did for me. Everyone be well.